All right, cue the Christmas music. It is officially December, so you're probably having people ask you, what do you want for Christmas this year? And you might not have any clue. Well, today's episode is going to be a quick one, and I'm essentially going to rattle off 40 items of gift ideas for you to ask for this Christmas as you're pregnant to help you through pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. Hello, mom friends, and welcome to the Learning to Mom podcast. My name is Layla, and I am here to give you the rundown on all things birth and pregnancy. That way you are informed, educated, and empowered to make the right decisions for you and your family, even though you're a first-time mom. This podcast exists for you, my first-time mom friends. It exists so that you can now have a mom friend to show you the rope and answer all of your gazillion questions. From what does a contraction even feel like, to tongue ties, to inductions, to postpartum experiences, I got you covered. Here we believe that children are blessings, not burdens. We are realistic and practical about motherhood, but we don't partner bash, grumble about being a mama, or judge other moms for mommying differently than we do. We're all just learning what works best for us and for our families. So if that sounds good to you, then let's get into it. Jumping right into things, number one is a pregnancy pillow. If you do not have one by now, I do not know what you are doing with your life. It is going to make sleeping as a pregnant woman so much easier. You're going to be so much more comfortable. It helps support your bump, and you can actually get some good rest. If you're not there yet, if you haven't popped or your bump just isn't making it uncomfortable for you, that doesn't mean that it won't happen. It's just when it will pop. Like, this is something that will help you. It is not something that's like, oh, I don't know if I need this or if I don't need it. You do need it. If you don't need it now, then you will need it as soon as you pop. So number one, a pregnancy pillow. Number two is a birthing robe. How do I say this? Essentially, the hospital gowns that they give you in the hospital are very uncomfortable, and we all know by now that the hormone that is released in your brain that helps you with labor is called oxytocin, and you need oxytocin flowing for you to have a great birth and a great birth experience. So when you come into a hospital and it's just not very comfortable, it's not very homey, you then have to put on this really uncomfortable gown, it's actually going to make your oxytocin levels decrease. So I suggest getting a birthing robe that is comfortable, it's cute, you're going to feel confident in, you've picked it out. I love the birthing robe that I had, and I'm going to share all of the specific links with everything that I recommend at the end, and you'll know where to find them, but I could not recommend getting a birthing robe. It's just going to make you feel a lot more comfortable, and then, yeah, it's the best. Number three is a bralette to wear during birth. So this isn't a must, but essentially, under this gown that you're going to have, you're going to be nude, but I think we all are a little more comfortable when you know everyone's not staring at your tatas. So I would suggest wearing like a sports bra or a bralette to wear during birth. And then I would further recommend just a bralette because one, it's a lot comfortable. Two, it looks cute for photos. I mean, we're not all like posing, but in case you have a birth photographer there or you just want your husband to snap some cute shots of you, you're going to look cuter in a bralette. And then the last point about that, some women wear sports bras, and I think that's totally fine. Do whatever is more comfortable for you, but a bralette will make it easier for you to do breastfeeding after birth. So, you know, it's a lot easier to push to the side than a sports bra is. Number four is an extra long phone charger. You never know where the outlets are going to be, not only in the labor and delivery room, but also in your postpartum room. So just having an extra long phone charger is going to help so much when you want your phone plugged in, you want to be on it because it is 2 p.m. in the afternoon and you're bored and your baby's asleep and you just want to scroll. Highly recommend extra long phone charger. And number five is a cute welcome to the world sign, or like a hello, my name sign, my name is sign, for you to write down, you know, baby's name, weight, height, time, etc. for those first baby pics. We all know what we're talking about. They're all over social media. I also just love having it. Like, I still have Mila's in the nursery. It's where everyone can see it. I think it's really cute. I love it. I'm glad that we have a cute one. So I would suggest asking for a really adorable sign for Christmas. Number six is a water belt. I cannot chat. Oh my gosh. Number six is a water bottle, like one of those huge gallon ones. You need to be hydrated, not only in pregnancy, not only in birth, but also in postpartum. Like, hydration is huge. So a water bottle that you like and that holds a lot of water is crucial. Number seven is liquid IV packets. I know this is kind of like, oh, not that exciting. I'm just asking for liquid IV packets, but that helps so much with hydration. And that could even be just like a stocking stuffer or something. Number eight is a cute little necklace that says Mama. I have one. I wear it all the time. I'm obsessed. That also ties in with number nine, which is a sweatshirt that says Mama, as well as number 10, a hat that says Mama. This might not be for you. You might think that that is really cringe, really cliche. That is totally fine. Move on if you're not a fan. I thought that I was going to hate that. I hate like the whole like, hi, Mama. And also, side note, that always makes me so annoyed. When other people call me Mama, I'm like, please don't. I will refer to myself as Mama, and I will, like, Matthew refers to me as Mama so that Mila knows who I am, you know? But if you are some stranger who's referring to me as Mama, I am not a fan. So I did not think I was going to like the sweatshirts and the necklace and the hat that says Mama. Mm-mm, I'm obsessed. I wear them all the time. I love it. Number 11 is fuzzy socks to wear during the hospital. This is crucial. So they're going to give you disgusting, scratchy, uncomfortable socks that you don't even know what like the top is and the bottom. And that's what they're going to give to you when you check in to like get into that uncomfortable birthing robe or birthing gown and uncomfortable socks. Don't wear them. Bring your own socks, but make sure you get ones that have little grippers on the bottom. I don't think this is what I'm about to say next. I guess you're about to get 41 tips because this is a good one that just came to me. You can also ask for like sandals, and I'm talking like those old sandals that we used to have at, you know, when we played soccer growing up and they were like the slide-ons. I'm talking like cheap. Don't invest in like UGG slippers for this, but just cheap slippers that you can wear in the hospital. You obviously don't want to trip. That's why getting the little grippers on the bottom of the socks is crucial, and having little cheap slide-on, slide-off slippers is going to be great. Number 12 is puppy pee pads. This is something that people do not know how important they are. And yes, if you open a box of puppy pee pads for Christmas, it might be a bit of a letdown. I know it is not the most glamorous thing. However, you will be extremely grateful once you are in postpartum and you have a newborn because you have a boatload of puppy pee pads. You cannot have enough. Let me explain. First, they are extremely helpful when you come home from the hospital and you are bleeding. They are helpful because you place them in front of your toilet or like around your toilet because you are bleeding so much that you actually will drip from the time that it takes you to take down your pants to sit on the toilet and then get off the toilet and lift your underwear back up or your disposable diaper back up, actually. So the puppy pee pads just helps that so much because then you can just throw that away. You don't have to clean your floor every time you go to the bathroom. I'm telling you, that's crucial. The second thing that puppy pee pads is awesome for is your baby's what we call diaper free time. So essentially, we always let Mila have some diaper free time every day. And as a newborn, she got it multiple times a day. I mean, imagine like wearing a diaper all day long. That's horrible. You just stick the baby on top of the diaper free pad, you know, when they don't have a diaper. And if they go on the puppy pee pad, then that's amazing. You just throw it away. It's not on your carpet. It's not on a towel that you have to wash. There are really great eco-friendly puppy pee pads that are washable. So if you are concerned about the amount of waste that this can add up to, highly recommend checking out one of the reusable puppy pee pads. And then the last thing that puppy pee pads are just really, really great for is that we also keep them in our diaper bags and we use them on the go. So like changing pads on the go. And also if Myla even now has like a really bad dirty diaper, we put one down over her changing pad. And in case anything gets on it, we can just throw it away instead of the hassle of like taking off the changing pad, cleaning that down, and all of the things. Sorry to interrupt myself here, but the Learning to Mom podcast has come out with a newsletter. I know. You're probably thinking, another thing that will fill up my email that won't be relevant or actually beneficial to me. Well, as Dwight Schrute says, false. This newsletter is chocked full of relevant, helpful, and concise information that allows you to be even more informed than you are from just listening to this podcast every week. What this newsletter isn't, it is not a promotion for this week's episode. You should already be subscribed to this podcast, so there's no need to push the new episode big time. Nor is it a keeping up with Layla kind of thing. We're mom friends, which is awesome, but let's be real. You have better things to be doing than just reading a diary entry of mine. One of my favorite segments of this newsletter is the question to ask your doctor section. So each week you'll get a new question to ask your doctor in your prenatal visits. As a first-time mom, you're probably having a hard time thinking of good questions to ask them during your appointments. I know I did. I literally stared at them when they were like, any questions? And I'd be like, Well, let me just say you won't have that issue anymore because you'll get a question to ask each week along with an explanation as to why that answer is important for you to know and how it can impact your birth and pregnancy. Here's how you can sign up for the newsletter. Going to the link below in the show notes, heading to learningtomompodcast.com, or by going to the link in my bio on our Instagram page, which is learningtomom.podcast. Moving on to number 13. Nursing bras. If you're planning on breastfeeding, I highly suggest that you get nursing bras. This was something that I didn't think I would need. I didn't really understand the point. I was like, why can't I just wear normal bras? And you can, but it makes things a lot more complicated and a lot more difficult. And I actually suggested this to one of my friends who recently had a baby. And she was like, yeah, I just kind of thought that they were like a marketing hack. Like, I don't really understand the point. No, she's like, okay, I get it now. After she got them, like, thank you for telling me about this because this is a game changer. It is a huge game changer. You need nursing bras. Number 14 is cute sweats to wear on your way out of the hospital. And while we're talking about this, just so that you're aware, you will not be able to like fit in your pre-pregnancy jeans or your pre-pregnancy clothes in general. When you leave the hospital, your organs are all stretched out still. It's not like you deliver the baby, you deliver the placenta, and bam, your body is back. That is why it takes a while to get quote unquote your body back, which is a topic for conversation for another day. I do not like that phrase, all of the things. This is not the time and place to talk about that. But I'm just saying, you will leave the hospital and you're not going to look necessarily 9 months pregnant or like you're about to pop out your baby, but you will look like you're 20 weeks or so pregnant. You're not going to fit into your old clothes. You're also just going to feel a lot more confident and a lot more comfortable getting to leave the hospital in this really cute new set of clothes that you have that fits your body and is comfortable. This is a big change that you're about to go through, and just kind of giving yourself that little joy and like, oh, I have this comfortable, really cute clothes to wear on my way home. It's just like a little way to make it a little easier for you. You're also not going to want to wear leggings. While we're talking about this, I think that is important for you to know. Think about it. You will be leaving in an adult diaper. We don't even wear our granny panties with our leggings, ladies. Like, why would we think And so many of us do. We all think this. When I leave the hospital, I'm going to be able to wear my leggings. You're not. You are going to be wearing an adult-sized diaper. You're not going to want to see have people see that. No, you're not going to be wearing your leggings. So I would suggest asking for a really cute pajama set, sweat set, whatever you name it. It's going to be adorable. Moving on to number 15, long button-down nightgowns to wear during the hospital stay. I know this does not sound glamorous, but again, this helps a lot. One, hospitals are cold, and part of having a faster and healthier and safer even postpartum recovery is actually being kept warm. So you're going to be warm. You're going to need to keep yourself warm in the hospital, hence the long sleeves. And the button down is because of nursing. It's so much easier. You just pop them, you stick the baby on, you pull down your, or you pop open the buttons on the nursing gown, right? And then you flap open the nursing bras that I've already talked about, and then you stick the baby on the boob. It's so, so easy. And then also just I don't mean to scare you. I just want to paint a realistic picture. There's so much going on downstairs. I just found it a lot easier to be in button-down nightgowns than like wearing sweatpants that I'm nervous I'm gonna bleed on, and that, you know, just like, and then I'm gonna just put all my clothes in like a trash bag and take it home and wash it that it's been bled on. You know, it's just a lot easier in the nightgown, to be honest. All right, so here's the deal. Christmas this year falls on a Monday, and that's important to you as an avid Learning to Mom podcast listener, because the episode will be released on Christmas, and all over the world, honestly, I'm just being honest here, every podcast numbers will dip. They always dip on a holiday because people just are busy and they don't listen. So I'm not going to release a big, like, heavy hitter episode with a prenatal health expert when that episode is not going to have the same amount of reach as you will as another episode. Let's just be realistic here. I'm trying to help as many women as possible. So I want your opinion. I want your vote here on what episode should be released Christmas Day. Essentially, your two options are, one, a long form Q&A episode where you ask the questions and I answer them. Anything is game, personal life, podcast, pregnancy and birth, you name it. And the second option is my birth story. I did actually ask my Instagram followers last Wednesday, and they were within 5 votes of each other. So I'm opening this up. If you are already subscribed to the Learning to Mom newsletter, then a poll was sent to your inbox. Please click on it. Oh, just got a text. Please click on that poll and let me know. If you are not subscribed to the newsletter, then go subscribe. And also, because that poll was already sent and it's not going to be sent again, let me know what episode you want by sliding into my DMs on Instagram. My handle is learningtomom.podcast. Please let me know what you want, because I want to provide you with the content that you desire. Number 16 is period underwear to wear postpartum. Eventually, your bleeding will get light enough that you do not have to wear the diaper and you're just going to be wearing pads. And as we've talked about, pads are incredibly uncomfortable. So I would recommend asking for period underwear to wear postpartum. It's just so much more comfortable. It really is. Highly, highly recommend. Number 17 is scrunchies and hair clips. This is a great stocking stuffer. It's really great, obviously, in labor when you're sweating and you need your hair up. And then also just in postpartum, you are going to have your hair up all the time. Your hair is just going to be up. So ask for cute scrunchies and hair clips for sure. Number 18, Christmas is a great time to ask your family for a doula or a birth photographer if you're wanting one of those services. You know, maybe that could just be your one Christmas present. Like, instead of asking for all of these things and a doula or a birth photographer, you could just be like, hey, this is what we're asking for. Could you all pitch in? And then, you know, maybe they can cover. I mean, these services are expensive. I don't know what your family's budgets are, but maybe they could pitch in and just lower the cost for you guys, and that would be a really beautiful gift. It really would be. Number 19 is a yoga ball. This is incredibly helpful in your late stages of pregnancy. You need to be doing some time on the yoga ball, and also during labor. So once those contractions start hitting, start getting on your yoga ball, my goodness. So asking for that if you don't have one is huge. Number 20 is a heating pad. So, so helpful with contractions and so, so helpful in postpartum. Number 21, this is another great stocking stuffer idea. One of those like eye covers that people wear on airplanes, like the sleeping eye covers. They are so handy for the hospital. You have not, like, it's this way both in labor and delivery room and also in your postpartum room. There's just gadgets and medical devices, and they all have on and off buttons that are so bright. They all have, you know, like actual readings going on them that are so bright. And then also the lights in the hospital are just so bright. You have the light coming in from under your door that's basically making your light or your room very bright, even if it's 2 a.m. So I would suggest getting a sleeping eye cover. This is a game changer. And bringing it in for labor and delivery, because when you are in labor and delivery and maybe you get that epidural and you're like, I'm able to sleep for 4 hours, wear that and you'll actually be able to sleep. And also it just helps you in postpartum room. Ooh, big, big tip. The same goes for number 22, earplugs. Literally the same reason as the sleeping eye cover. All of those gadgets beep. You have nurses talking in the hallway. Get some earplugs. I promise you, you'll still be able to hear your baby cry. Number 23 is maternity jeans. There are two types of maternity jeans. There's ones with the band. Like, I guess the best way to explain it is that there's a band that come that's like at the top of the jeans, and they can come up over your bump. And then the second type of maternity jeans are a little less obvious, and they kind of have like extended seams in the side of them. I would suggest just doing your research and picking which one you like best. I do have them both linked, both types linked for you and what my favorites are. But I think that the one with the band coming up honestly is more comfortable, even though it's not as cute. And it's really the only possible way in later pregnancy. The other type with like the extra seams in the side that stretch out, that's doable for your first pregnancy, you know, all through first trimester because you haven't popped yet. Second trimester, but once you get your bump, like, you can't wear those, unfortunately. They just keep falling down. Number 24, ask for essential oils that will help during labor. For example, lavender. Lavender is extremely relaxing and calming. And peppermint. Peppermint gives you a burst of energy for when you're feeling sluggish. Number 25 is a nice plush robe. Do not bring this into the hospital. This is not a birthing gown. This is just so nice to have in postpartum as a little luxurious treat. And now I just wear mine all the time because taking a shower is just a treat now for myself. And it just helps. It just feels good. A nice plush robe. I don't think I did a very good job convincing you of that, but I promise you it's a good one. If you do not have a robe, ask for it this Christmas if you're looking for stuff to ask for. Number 26 is silicone rings. If your fingers are feeling like sausage links in pregnancy, you take off your rings and wear a silicone ring. That's another really great stocking stuffer. Number 27 is compression socks. Yes, if your feet are super swollen, this will help. Number 28 is pregnancy safe beauty and personal care products. So like request items like, you know, non-toxic nail polish, pregnancy safe skincare products, and pregnancy safe cosmetics. Number 29 is a pregnancy journal. You can keep track of, you know, your symptoms, how you're feeling, and you can also write notes and sweet letters to baby. Number 30, kind of on the same line as maternity jeans, but just maternity clothing in general, like maternity friendly or bump friendly dresses and all the things. Number 31 is shoes. This one's interesting because, and I'm sharing it because sometimes pregnancy changes your feet, which is absolutely wild. Like, I had a friend who has a really high arch, and because of the added weight due to pregnancy, it flattened her arch, and now her feet are a whole size and a half bigger than they were. She had to get rid of all of her old shoes and get new ones. So if that is you, ask for shoes. That's huge. And unfortunately, you know, your feet don't go back up. Like, your arch doesn't re-arch. It's, she now has a whole different shoe size, and she always will. So number 32, this one is huge. This one I think is so good. It's a nice coffee maker. Just being straightforward and honest with you, like, gone are the mornings where you can just run to Starbucks to get your latte. You'll want to make your latte at home, because getting out of the house in postpartum feels like climbing Mount Everest. 33 is gift card to a spa that specializes in prenatal massages. That would just be such a gift. Number 34 on the same thought as a gift card would just be a gift card for a nice dinner for you and your husband to have a nice date night out prior to baby coming. Number 35, a robot vacuum. If you don't have one already, this is just incredibly helpful because it's less work that you or your husband have to do while caring for a baby. Let the robot vacuum for you while you change a diaper or even get to take a nap. Number 36 is maternity photos, or we already talked about like the birth photographer before, but maternity photos would just be like another service that you could ask for. This would be such a great gift. Like, if it's out of you and your husband's budget, but perhaps your whole family could pitch in, and then you'd be able to have those photos forever. Number 37, if you're nearing the end of your pregnancy and you've already had your baby showers, I would just ask for the stuff that's still on your baby registry that hasn't been purchased yet. Also, quick plug, episode 22 will be on what to include on your baby registry, so make sure that you're subscribed to the podcast on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to this on, so that way you don't miss it when it comes out. Number 38 is a gift card for an activity to do with your spouse for a date night pre-baby. So instead of just dinner, maybe you can go to Topgolf or go bowling or go to the movies or like whatever you guys are into. Especially now that Christmas season is among us, there's some really cute, you know, Christmas activities that you guys can do. Maybe that's a botanical garden light show, or, you know, a museum has a Christmas tree setup. I'm just pulling these out of my butt. So I think there's some really great, cute little activities that you guys could do. Number 39 is meal delivery service subscription or gift cards, like Uber Eat gift cards or DoorDash. So that way you guys do not have to cook anything in postpartum for a few weeks. This one is big. This one's like really, really good. And then number 40, the last one that I want to say is, if you're planning to breastfeed, then I would ask for nursing friendly tops. So either tops that have buttons or like nursing friendly specific tops. That will help so, so much. Thanks so much for listening to another episode of the Learning to Mom podcast. Remember, I need your vote, your opinion for which episode will be coming out on Christmas Day this year, either a Q&A or my birth story. The decision is yours. Let me know. And secondly, if you're not already getting my emails, make sure you go do that. Go subscribe. The link is in the show notes below.